Brewers 360 sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Dom Petronio, Brewers Extra Innings host and Brewers extraordinaire and just a downright baseball guru, joins us now on the WDTMJ Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Dom, I know it's not that big a deal, and it probably didn't mean anything as far as how the game would have turned out, but how can the Brewers constantly be robbed of home runs? It seems like it's an epidemic for these guys.
It's ridiculous, honestly. It feels like, I mean, if you want to get really deep into the weeds here, Eric, there's a little conspiracy going around baseball right now that the balls are deadened. And, you know, we talk about the juiced baseball in 2019 and how home runs were inflated and everybody was hitting homers.
Yeah.
Now some players feel like they have overcorrected this year and that the ball is dead. And I'm not joking. Like, maybe the Brewers have been continuing to get the bad batch. But, yes, this seems like an anomaly of how much they've been robbed. It happened again yesterday with Riley Green.
It just keeps happening. It's unbelievable. All right, so the Blue Jays come into town. Anything to pay attention to as far as the Blue Jays go? Are they still as good a team as they used to be?
They're okay. They should be better. Their bullpen is sort of shaky. Their superstars, a few years ago, everyone was talking about all the former big league sons that they have on that team, right? So you've got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You've got Bo Bichette, who's the son of Dante Bichette. And they had Kevin Biggio, who's the son of Hall of Famer Craig Biggio. Well, Kevin was just DFA'd. He's no longer with the team. Their offense has been a little bit underwhelming. And in fact, Vlad Guerrero Jr. has been floated in trade rumors, even floated in trade rumors to the Chicago Cubs. So here's somebody that has some power and can do a lot with the bat. Can't really do much else, but the Brewers, certainly a team that should be able to compete with the Blue Jays, but don't be fooled by their record. They're playing in the hardest division in baseball.
Dom Petronio joining us for Brewers 360. Hey, something happened over the weekend, and I absolutely love this. So there's a London series taking place. So the Phillies playing the Mets in London. And I got to tell you, this guy is growing on me all the time. I'm such a fan of Bryce Harper of the Phillies. And what he did over the weekend, for those who saw it, he used a bat that was painted like the Philly Fanatic wearing like a special top hat. That
like wearing the Royal Guard.
Yes, Royal Guard top hat. And then he hit a bomb. He hit a home run. And then he slid and did like a soccer celebration as if he was, you know, scoring a goal like they would do in football. I love the fact that he is becoming a showman and a performer than just a baseball player. It's like we're changing tides here a little bit more.
I think that feels great because when baseball stars are acting like superstars and also performing like a dude, Bryce is having a great season. It really just helps the sport grow, right? I mean, think about 18 and 19 for Yelich in the Yelly Belly years when Yelly wins it in 18 and then Belly wins it in 19 and all the marketing they did around that. That was fun too, right? And I think the Brewers, you know, you look at this team and there are some guys like Yelly and maybe some guys down the road, like an electric talent like Churio or a smiling personality like Garrett Mitchell that could fit that bill one day. But Harper has really grown into this. I mean, remember, we've known about Bryce Harper since he was 15 years old.
Right.
He's only just turning 30, which is wild to think about.
Just good stuff. I love that. Making it a show, making it fun. Dom Petronio joining us for Brewers 360. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Eric.